Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
On this episode of Erotic Stories from Wild and Bad is a lesbian, friends to lovers erotic fantasy from Rule of Thirds by Rhonda Caniel. Arabella has just reconnected with Indy, an old girlfriend from her school days, and discovered that the passion that once existed between them is still very much there. But when Elliot insists on meeting Arabella's friend, they have a surprising discovery. For all Indy's experience, there are still a few things she has never tried. Indy was always a high achiever, but she's a grown-up now. Does she still need a gold star? Rule of Thirds by Rhonda Caniel is a sweet, sexy short tale of friendships old and new, passions rekindled, and new opportunities. And you know, if you want to read it for free, or discover any of Arabella's adventures absolutely for free at Kindle Unlimited, then all you have to do is follow the link in this episode's notes.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Please remember, this is an adults-only podcast and does contain some very sensual themes. So please, only listen to this podcast if you are happy to explore your deepest sensual fantasies with me and are of a suitable age.
Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another episode of Wild in Bed, your destination for salacious stories, sensual satisfaction, and finger-licking good fantasies. Now tonight, something a bit different. You know, I often get asked, well, not often, but I get asked quite a lot why I've never done an FF scene. The truth is, because most of the stories I write, and I've very little experience in an FF relationship for obvious reasons. It's true, I haven't. So I don't feel like if I was to write a story, it would be the emotions, the sensations would be true. So I've always had that barrier. I do get the requests, obviously, but I'm just not in a position where I can say, I can bring this to the story. I have this experience. I understand this feeling, because I don't, and it would be a lie. I'm not going to lie to you. However, tonight, thanks to an author submission by Rhonda, who's a good friend of the show, we have an FF story. Yes. Now, obviously, as normal, you can download your free copy from Kindle Unlimited just follow the link in this episode's notes. You know, if you've got a story you'd like to hear here, it doesn't have to be finished, it doesn't have to be anywhere near perfect or anything. If you have a story, then just email me at devlin@wildandbet.com. Sometimes the best stories aren't the perfect ones. So, settle back. Devlin Wild does his first FF scene. You know this podcast is best enjoyed laying on your bed. You are on your bed, aren't you? Your earbuds in. Those clothes suitably loosened. Just go and close your eyes. Surrender to the pleasure of my voice. Caressing over and inside you. And when you're ready to submit to desire, just go ahead and take a nice deep breath and hold it for a moment. And then release it with a sigh, letting go of any tension, any stress. For the next 20 minutes or so, it's just you and my voice. This is your time. Your time to relax. Your time for sensual satisfaction. Your time to explore your inner desires as you listen to my voice and feel the story moving through your body. Arabella wakes with her head resting against Indy's shoulder and breathes in deeply, reveling in the smell of the other woman's skin and the soft, warm, velvet feeling of it where it touches her own, and sighs quietly. She lies very still, not wanting to wake her, wishing this suspended moment of quiet might last forever. Before long, though, Indy stirs, rolling over towards her, and Arabella can't resist putting an arm around her waist and placing a soft kiss on her lips. Indy's eyes open and blink groggily, and she smiles. "Good morning, sleeping beauty," Arabella whispers. Replies Indy, returning Arabella's gentle kiss. "Good morning, you too. What time is it?" Only about 8. "Don't worry, there's no rush. We don't need to meet Elliot until 11. Arabella draws her in close, pulling Indy's slim athletic body against her own, more softly curvaceous one, and kisses her gently, slowly, lips parting to allow their tongues to flick across each other in unhurried, sleepy strokes. Indy responds, her back arching sinuously as her hips press into Arabella's thigh as they continue to kiss slowly and deeply. Indy's fingers twist in Arabella's wavy golden hair, while her own fingertips trace gently up and down Indy's spine. Arabella brings her hands to rest around Indy's waist, then strokes her small breast tenderly, with the softest of touches, as Indy's hands come to do the same, gently, almost reverently cupping and rolling Arabella's large, round breasts in turn. Indy's groin presses and rubs itself almost absently against Arabella's leg as they continue to kiss and fondle gently, and Arabella can feel the twitch and flicker of her arousal building between her legs in reaction. She moans gently, sliding her hand between their bodies, down Indy's stomach, over the swell of her pubis, with its carefully groomed stripe of dark, silky hair, bracketed on each side by soft, bare skin, and slips her fingers into Indy's cleft, starting to rub her clit slowly, drawing a moan of encouragement, not breaking off their kiss. She gently but persistently works at pleasuring the woman in her arms, in her bed. Indy's fingers find their way to her in turn. She continues to work her touch along Indy's slippery cleft as she adjusts her position, rolling slightly back and drawing her legs apart to give Indy better access. "You're a shameless hussy," whispers Indy in her ear as her fingers part Arabella's swollen folds. "A beautiful, brazenly shameless whore," she sighs. "You always were wet for me, even at school." Arabella told herself she had not intended for them to end up in bed yesterday. That a visit from an old friend, who just happened to have been her boarding school day's crush and first real lover, might have been a perfectly ordinary, platonic reunion. But their mutual attraction had not taken long to resurface, despite the years and distance that had passed between them. And, with Elliot's blessing, Arabella had taken Indy into her bed, each of them remembering and rediscovering the other, finding new ways to explore, enjoy, and drive each other to intense explosions of mutual pleasure. She moans as Indy pushes all four of her bunched fingers inside her, fucking her gently with them, thumb coming to rest on her clit as her fingers dive in and out. "You're so wet for me, you dirty girl," Indy purrs. "I bet I could get my whole hand in if I tried." Arabella's hips buck against Indy's thrusting, and in retaliation, shifts her grip, slipping two of her own fingers into Indy's wet, tight pussy, and presses her fingertips firmly against the area of Indy's G-spot, rubbing against the velvety corrugations, and feeling a telltale swelling in response to her touch. Delighted by Indy's reaction to her attention there, her head thrown back in an open-mouthed moan as she leaps into Arabella's fingers. "I might be a hussy, but you're going to come screaming my name," Arabella taunts her, rolling Indy's clit under her thumb as she continues to drive her wild with her fingertips. She can feel the rhythm of Indy's finger fucking falter as she drives her closer to her own orgasm, until a shuddering jerk stiffens Indy's body and her muscles contract hard around Arabella's fingers, spilling a ragged jet of hot fluid over her hand. "Fuck, Belle," she lets out a strangled gasp. "Fuck." Arabella giggles. "Well, that's a new trick." "Jesus, fuck, pal. Not many people can make me squirt," Arabella chuckles, reveling in what feels like a victory over her lover. A short-lived one, she discovers, as Indy, recovering fast from her explosive release, returns to her fucking of Arabella with gusto, taking up a position to one side of her, where she can use her lips, tongue, and teeth on Arabella's clit, while she drives deep inside her with her fingers. Arabella feels almost impossibly stretched and filled, as most of Indy's hand, which delicate as it might be, is still significantly broader than any cock Arabella has ever accommodated. Pushes inside her repeatedly and powerfully, Arabella bucks against Indy, feeling the first twitches of her orgasm, manages to gasp a strangled, "Christ, I'm coming," before her muscles clamp down hard onto Indy's hand and her knees draw up reflexively towards her chest, folding her body into something close to a fetal position, as an impossible series of delicious, almost painful contractions rip through her. "You really do like being fucked, don't you?" Indy whispers, a mischievous grin on her lips. And Arabella whimpers gently as Indy slowly, teasingly withdraws her hand from inside Arabella's intensely sensitive, swollen flesh. A flick of her tender clit with a fingertip makes her twitch and jerk again. Hussy. Arabella and Indy walk hand in hand as they emerge from Camden Town Tube onto the busy Sunday morning pavement outside. So where's this brunch spot? In the back of Camden Lock, Arabella replies. It's all so much more sanitized than I remember a few years ago, Indy muses as they walk through the market. Isn't it? You should see Portobello Road. You wouldn't recognize it now. They arrive at the door of a cafe, with a self-consciously kitschy design thing going on. Vinyl seats and checkerboard floors, and oversized mirrors on the wall. We're not that late. You shouldn't be too cross with us. Arabella giggles as they go inside, her gaze darting around the room until she spots Elliot, sitting at a table in the back, scrolling something on his phone. He looks up as they move through the cafe toward him, a smile on his face, replaced immediately by a confected frown. And what time do you two lovebirds call this? Elliot stands up and greets Arabella with a soft kiss. Well, we, Arabella and Indy exchange a knowing glance. The tube, you see. Sunday service. You couldn't have chosen a less convenient venue. Terrible wait for a Victoria line at Euston. Indy incompetently stifles a giggle. Is that what the kids are calling it now? Elliot raises an eyebrow. Anyway, sit down. They've been very patient with me nursing this coffee, but they're going to want us to start eating something now. Arabella and Indy take a seat each side of Elliot, with an empty chair between them, and order a pot of coffee and a selection of breakfast items to share. Elliot grins, looking from one woman to the other. I take it you both slept well. A studied pause. Eventually. Very well, thank you. Indy replies rather primly. So, Indy, tell me about yourself. Elliot asks, then changing his mind. Actually, no. Don't tell me about yourself just yet. Tell me about Arabella. You two go back so far, there must be plenty of juicy details she's been concealing from me. Ah, well. Indy looks particularly mischievous, Arabella notices. Let me see. I met Arabella in sixth form. She was always terrible trouble. We were junior lesbians at school, but Arabella couldn't seem to help herself, chasing cock on the side. Indy raises a knowing eyebrow at Arabella, who kicks her sharply on the shin. What can I say? She's a terrible disappointment in that respect. But in other respects, a delight. Some of the most perfect tits I've ever seen. As you obviously don't need me to tell you. I've never met anyone who switches on so fast. Belle seems to be permanently horny, at least when I'm about. I can't mark your homework for you, of course. Belle? Elliot looks curiously at Arabella. You told me absolutely everyone calls you Arabella. Well, Arabella can feel the heat rising in her cheeks and wonders if she's visibly blushing. Absolutely almost everyone. I see. Elliot raises an arch eyebrow. That's very informative. Thank you, Indy. Indy inclines her head in reply. Why, you're most welcome. Now, Arabella, Belle? Elliot seems to relish rolling the name around his mouth and grinning at her. Please tell me about Indy. Arabella looks at Indy, then at Elliot. Where to start? And takes a thoughtful breath followed by a long sip of coffee. Sporty. Always on and off the field. Indy is an irrepressible bundle of energy, sexual and otherwise. She claims to be bisexual, but I suspect it's just an excuse to get her into threesomes where she can play with straight girls. Arabella looks questioningly towards Indy, whose expression remains studiously innocent. In fact, last time we talked about this a couple of years ago, Indy still hadn't had a cock inside her, which, even then, by the narrowest, stupidest definition of what is a frankly stupid notion, could have made her one of the most sexually experienced virgins in the country. Well, that's fascinating. Thank you, Arabella. Elliot looks thoughtfully at the small brunette next to him. I feel like it's rude to ask. But then you and Arabella are on such intimate terms. I'm not going to let that stop me. Are you still one of the most sexually experienced virgins in the country? Indy smiles coyly. By the narrowest, stupidest definition of what is a frankly stupid notion, yes. I suppose you could say that. She takes a thoughtful bite of her French toast, smothered in maple syrup, which has appeared on the table. But now it's my turn to ask questions, I think. Elliot smiles. Fire away. Elliot. Indy cocks her head, watching his face with curiosity. Arabella told me yesterday that you don't mind her fucking other people, and that it's either because you couldn't care less about her, or because you're getting something out of it. Now, she's my very good friend, and I wouldn't want to see her get hurt by some thoughtless arsehole. So, which is it? Are you a cad or a cuck? Elliot chuckles quietly. Well, I suppose it's a fair retaliation. Taking a sip of his coffee before resting the brightly patterned mug carefully back on the Bakelite tabletop. Arabella and I are having a lot of fun. But I don't see how that gives me the right to stop her having fun with other people too. Indy fixes him with a slightly irritated look. What a perfectly innocuous, an utterly asinine answer. Her eyebrows furrowing about her pretty hazel eyes. And of course you haven't remotely answered my question. So let me be specific. When Arabella asked you last night if she could take me to bed, Elliot interrupts. Well, actually she asked me if you could take her to bed. Interesting. Indy's gaze locks with Arabella's for a moment. We'll have to get back to that. Okay, when Arabella asked you last night if I could take her to bed, how did that make you feel? Jealous? Worried? Excited? Did the idea of the woman you clearly like to fuck, getting naked and being fondled, sucked and fucked by another woman, make something interesting start to happen inside your pants? Elliot seems, Arabella thinks, to take a moment or two to compose himself in response of the bold frankness of Indy's questions. He smiles thoughtfully, maybe avoiding her glance for now. I suppose it did, yes. Well, Belle, there's your answer. Your Elliot is a happy cock, not a rotten cad, which I think we can all agree is a result. Indy fixes Arabella with her inquisitive gaze. Which brings us back to you, darling. Why did you try to blame me for what you got up to last night? Arabella exhales, realizing she doesn't really have a good answer to that question. Gosh, Indy, I... Hoping someone will laugh off the moment of uncomfortable silence that follows, then realizing they won't. It was a figure of speech, I guess. Well, okay. Indy's expression serious. You're excused just this once, because you're cute. But for the record, Elliot, she was after it as much as I was. Maybe even more. Arabella concentrates for a moment or two on her breakfast, sampling the selection of sweet and savoury bits and bobs on the table between them. She feels a foot against her shin, rubbing gently up and down. And as she looks up, Indy catches her eye, a look that seems to ask if she's okay. She returns a slightly diffident, uncertain smile. I don't know about the both of you, Arabella says, after several more plates of breakfast have appeared and been dispatched, time passing in less intense social chit-chat. But I'm stuffed. Indy snorts theatrically, making Arabella giggle and raising an amused eyebrow from Elliot. What? Do I have to say it? Not as stuffed as you'd like to be? Indy sticks her tongue out to Arabella, and then maintaining intensive eye contact, wiggles the tip of it up and down suggestively. You're terrible, snorts Arabella. You're fabulous, actually, purrs Elliot, a dreamy note in his voice, making both women look at him at once. Belle, is your boyfriend propositioning me? I'm not sure, Arabella answers, perhaps mostly for form's sake. Elliot, would you happen to be propositioning Indy by any chance? Well, I mean, I was rather hoping it might be the both of you, actually. Arabella reaches a hand across the table towards Indy, who meshes her slim fingers in between her own. What do you think? He's very well house-trained. His cock won't give you any trouble you don't ask for. Indy laughs. Well, that's not an offer you get every day. Heck, why not? Why don't we go somewhere more comfortable and see what happens? So, I hope you've enjoyed that FF, or the start of that FF fantasy, which quickly looks like it's going to become an MFF fantasy. But you're going to have to wait till next week to find out, as we do part two. And until next week, when we can get wild in bed all over again, this is Devlin Wild, and always with your pleasure in mind, wishing you salacious dreams.